start again from the bottom of the Lamed Hamed base. Where it says, how do you know that Tevel is not Yotzei Matzah with Tevel? So the Gemara says that anything, so anything that the Isser is Bishum Chametz, the Isser, then there's a Mitzvah Matzah. Something that can't become Chametz, there's no Mitzvah Matzah. So Mara says, the Isser of the Chametz, Laich and Asla, the Maisa Tevel is Asser for two reasons. One, because it's Chametz, one, because it's Tevel. Rav Sheisha, Samani Rav Shimoni, the Amar and Yisrachal Isser. Goes according to Rav Shimon, that the Isser of Chametz can't be Chal on the Isser of Tevel. Since it was Tevel already, the Isser of Chametz is not Chal. So it's not Asher Mishum Chametz, it's only Asher Mishum Tevel. The Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Ochel. Neveila, B'yom HaKippurim Potter. If you eat Neveila on Yom Kippur, so you're Potter Mishum on Yom Kippur. So you don't have to bring a korban chatos. De'ein yisur yom ha-kippur yosur rashi, ha-ochel neveila b'yom ha-kippurim shogeit, patur mi-chatos. De'ein yisur yom ha-kippurim chalal yisur neveila. You're only over the yisur of neveila and not the yisur of Yom Kippur. And therefore you're not chayiv v'chatos. There's no chatos for eating neveila. Then bo b'yom nisabla, afilu hachi ha-yisasura kodem yom ha-kippurim mishum ever menachai. And even if it became a neveila on Yom Kippur, so the Isra of Yom Kippur came first, it was still also Mishum Eivor Minachai before that. So it never was mutter before Yom Kippur. Tarsus learns that Eivor Minachai is what's called a different Isra between the Isra of neveila. But there's another Isra, the Isra of Eino Zavuach. It's not, you have to shecht, and if it's not shechted, then it's also. So anything, even when it's alive and it's not shechted, is asur. Besides Eivor Minachai. And that same Isser is Neveila. Neveila is an animal that's not shechted. So this one's dead, this one's alive. It doesn't make a difference. Same Isser. So the Isser of Eino Zavuach, right, is even before Yom Kippur. And that continues on now with Neveila. So that the Isser of Yom Kippur never had a chance to be chal. So Ravina Omar, so that's how Rav Sheshes learns. Ravina Omar, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. Could even go according to the Rabbanan. Mishi Yisro Mishum Baltoch Al Chometz Bilvad. Yotzezeh She'en Yisro Mishum Baltoch Al Chometz Bilvad. The difference is that the Libur is not that there's no Isser Chometz here, Mimele, there's no Mitzvah Matzah. But the Isser is not only Chometz. The only time you Yotzei Matzah is where the only Isser that if you we would make it into Chametz, would be Chametz. But if there's another Isser, the Isser of Tevel, then you're not Yotzei Matzah. It has to be something that only would be Chametz, not some other Isser. Right? Yotzezu, She'en Yisur Mishum Bal Tocha Chametz Bilvad, Ela Ach Mishum Bal Tocha Tevel. Where it says, Midi Bilvad Ksi, does it say Bilvad? It says something has to be Asur, or potentially also Mishum Chametz, to be Yotzei Matzah with it. It doesn't say it has to be only also Mishum Chametz. Ela Mechuvar Tekad Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes' answer, that it goes according to Rav Shimon, who says, Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr. And therefore there is no Yisr Chametz on Matzah's Tevel, is a better answer. Rashi, Midi Bilvad Ksiv Kro Mashma Chomishi Isser Chomitz Noit Bo At Yotzei Bo Mishum Matzah. Right? Anything that the Isser Chomitz is potentially possible by that, you Yotzei Matzah. Doesn't say Datka Chomitz, but the Chomitz has to be potentially there. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Yochol Yotzei Adam, mice over here, there's a Shiloh, why don't we say Asei Docha Los Asei? Why don't we say that the mitzvah of matzah is Docha the Los Asei of Tevel? Right? If the reason is because of a special pasuk then the mitzvah matzah doesn't apply, right? But if you don't have special psukim, right, just because of the mitzvah babavera, like we said before, why don't we say just the opposite? Instead of mitzvah babavera, why don't we say, hesi dochalos hasi? So many answers. Some say that what's it called, that the lo sase of, which one is it? Yes. No, that's why we don't say mitzvah avera. Some say because the essay is called the Madibur. The mitzvah of matzah came before Matan Torah. And that kind of essay is not dochalos essay. Some say Anuchanami would say essay dochalos essay. But as Gzeira Tosa says, that if you let him eat one kazayas, he may come to eat more kazayas. And it's only the first kazayas that's docha. Others say that what's it called, that over here we're talking about Truma's Meiser, where there's a Chiyuv of Misa. And they don't say Asidoch Alosa, I say in a lot of Losa, I say that has a Chiyuv of Misa on it. Okay. There are other Terutzim, but not very much there here. Okay, but those are, the Meiser, that's a Shaila that the Rishonim and Achronim speak about. Why, wherever it's Osir, there's no special Pasuk that says that it's Mufka, because it can't be over on the Isser Chametz, right, then you can't have a mitzvah matzah, but stop, it's a mitzvah babavera, why instead of mitzvah vera, when we say that, it's yidokhalo sasa. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Yochel yotzei adam yidei chavasa maizu sheni b'yushalayim. I might think that a person could be yotzei his chova of matzah by eating maizu sheni in Yerushalayim. You have tvua that's maizu sheni, you make matzah out of it, and you eat it in Yerushalayim like you're supposed to eat it. Not asr, it's mutter to eat. But it's maizu sheni. Chamed lomar lechem oni. Masha nechel baninus. That's a zeh, sheno nechel baninus. No, special pasuk, that you're not yotzi with maizu sheni. Why? Because lechem oni. You have to be able to eat matzah baninus when you're an onen. An onen is somebody, one of his seven relatives died, and it hasn't been buried yet. So he's an onen. So he's not allowed to eat maizu sheni. So only matzah that you could eat when you're an onen, because it says lechem oni, even though it says oni with an ayin, but it's red, oni as if it will be a person who's baninus. Yatzazu sheno necho baninus ala v'simcha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's how Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns that maizu sheni, you're not yotze, even in Yerushalayim, when you're eating it beheter, you're not yotze matzah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, matzos, matzos, riba. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It says matzos twice to tell me that you are yotze even with my sasheni. In Cain, matzah med lomer lechem oni, then what does Rabbi Akiva learn from lechem oni? Prat le'isa shenilosha b'yayin v'shemen utvash. Comes to exclude dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey, and we'll see milk is also part of that. Why? Because you need lechem oni. My time of Rabbi Akiva, miksit lechem oni, oniksit. It's written oni, without a vav, even though we read it oni. Oni means poor bread, not something that's rich with these additives. So Rabbi Yosef said, really, mi karin and oni, we don't read it oni, oni karin, we read it oni as if it would be with an aleph. Rabbi Akiva, haide karin and be'oni k'dishmuel. Rabbi Akiva, the fact that we read it oni is not to tell me that it has to be something you can eat when you're an onen with an aleph k'dishmuel, but rather another limud. Domer shmuel lechem oni, lechem sha'onin malav tvarim harbe. Over the matzah, you say the Haggadah and Hallel, Rashi said. So you say a lot of things over this matzah. Rashi, Mishenechal b'aninus, Mishenechal b'aninus, Shemutter li'ochlo k'shu oni. It's mutter to eat it when you're an oni. Drush be lechem oni, with an aleph. ומאיסו שני אינו נכו בנינוס, תכסיב בו אכלתי בעוני ממנו, ומאיסו שני, it says I didn't eat it when I was an עוני. מי כסיב עוני בוו, תתשמיני עוני, but it doesn't say, it's not written only with a vav, it's written only. שעונן עליו דבורים, שגומרים עליו הסהלל, ועומרים עליו הגודל. Rashi says that on the matzah also you finish halal over the matzah. Okay, the Sefer says the Sabra Biakiva Isa Shemilosha Biyayin Vishem and Advash Lo. Rabbi Akiva holds you can't be yotze with dough that was made with wine, oil, or honey. But Tanya ain't loshen Isa of Pesach Biyayin Vishem and Advash. You're not allowed the chatchila to make dough with these juices. The imlash, and if you did, Ram Gamliel omer tisorit miyad. Ram Gamliel says it could become chametz faster than with water. We don't know what the shear is. We know the shear with water is 18 minutes. But with these juices, it could be faster. Therefore, you have to burn it right away. It could be became chametz. The chachomrim omrim yocha. The chachomrim say also that the chatchila mashma, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, you could eat it. Because they hold that it never becomes chametz, that it, what's it called, that it only becomes sircha, never becomes chametz. You could eat it. Now, there's a shayla over here, what we're talking about. We said we learned yesterday already. Some hold that fruit juices can never become chametz according to anybody. It's only if they're mixed with water, then they can become chametz. And others hold that fruit juices by themselves could become chametz noksha, and with water they become chametz gomer. With water, everybody holds. So according to those who say that fruit juices can never become chametz bichlal, right, they would have to learn, this is talking where you mixed in water. According to those who hold that even without water it could become chametz moksha, they could learn, this is talking without water. Rama Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos Yehoshua Yitzhar Balez Rabbi Yoshua. I spent Shabbos, Pesach, when Yom Tov, with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, like we have in the Haggadah, that they spent Yontif together, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. The Lashdi Lohem Isa Biyayin Vishem and Udvash, the Lo Amr Lidover. And I made matzah for them, using wine, oil, and honey, and they didn't say anything to me. Right? Rashi, Ein Lashin Isa Isa, Ashel Matzahs. You can't make matzahs behind the Shem Rizvash. It makes a krovo maheris v'hachmit. It ain't out of yachol shomer. Because it comes chametz faster than with water, it's impossible to watch it and keep it from becoming chametz. It comes chametz very fast. Therefore, if you did make dough with these liquids, you have to burn it right away because you're afraid it's chametz. The moi kom, we're talking on yantif, not before yantif. The lo b'yontif, we're talking about chalamoid, not on yontif. The havar is lo tzara, you can't burn it on yontif, there's no need to burn it. Or Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Le'el, may peros eimach mitzin, lo kashihach, diyu ein chayov na chamutze koris komer. Even Rabbi Yochanan said before that it's not machmitz, he only meant that it doesn't become a chametz komer, but a chametz nukshah becomes. The lo havi chametz komer, a chametz nukshah havi kolomer ra. But also chimutz hein memari mahachmitz the actual shomer. Rashi the shitoso. Rashi holds that may peros is machmitz even without water. Except without water it becomes chametz nuksha, and with water it becomes chametz gomer. The chachamim remen tochal the kesav reyetzel shomer. The chachamim hold that may peros are machmitz, but they're not machmitz faster than water. So if you watched it, that you didn't leave it 18 minutes without needing it, you baked it within that 18 minutes, it's okay. Once it's baked, it's not going to become chametz. Shabbos yihoysa, shvisos yihoysa, regel Pesach echad, eitz Rabbi Lezer b'shua. I spent one Pesach with Rabbi Lezer b'shua, and I made them matzah with yayin, shemen, and dvash, and didn't say anything. Okay. The Akapisha ain't Lashin Makatimbo. Eshin Latanakama. The Tanakama holds that you can't, Lechatchila, what's it called, make dough together with mikdo from these liquids, but you're allowed to makatif. Makatif means even if you mix in the liquid with the flour to make the dough, and then you put other liquid on top, what's it called? After you have the dough, you smooth out the dough with other liquid. So you can use these liquids to smooth out the dough, even though you can't use them to make the dough. Rashi, mikatfin, tokin panel achar arichosa. After you made the dough, you smooth out the surface of the dough with these liquids.
What do they do
that? What? That's how you make dough. That's how you make bread.
No, but for months,
how are they? What? It makes it, I don't know, makes it nicer. Whatever.
It's easier to work on it.
The Chachamim omrim, eshe loshim bo mekatfin bo. Eshe ein loshim bo ein mekatfin bo. Chachamim ho, whatever you can use to make the dough, you can also put on the dough. Whatever you can't use to make the dough, you can't put on the dough either. The Shavim, she ein loshim eso isu beposhen. And they both agree that you can't make dough on Pesach with warm water. Because warm water makes it rise faster than normal. Again, we don't know how long it's going to take. Therefore, it could be chametz right away. We know that regular tap water, room temperature water, doesn't become chametz when you make dough out of it before 18 minutes. If you leave it for 18 minutes, it'll become chametz. Less than 18 minutes, it won't become chametz. But we don't know how much warm water, and therefore you can't use warm water. Rashi. So one second, so what do we see over here? That what's it called, that you can't make dough with these liquids. And, by Rabbi Akiva says that dough that you made with yayin, shemen, and dvash, you're not yotzei mitzvahs matzah. And yet Rabbi Akiva said, I made matzah, and they were, what's it called, it was fine, nobody said anything to me. And it's marshaled from the fact that he made it for them, that it was matzah's mitzvah. Otherwise, why is he making it? They have servants to make their dough. Marshaled was matzah's mitzvah. Gemara says, lo kasha. Chobi antifrishin, chobi antifsheni. Antifrishin, antifsheni over here means the first night is antifrishin. To be yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, Rabbi Akiva holds that you can't use matzah that was made with wine, oil or honey, because matzah shira. And it says lechemoni. To be yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, you need lechemoni. Masha'en ein kein. To eat matzah, stand for the sake of eating matzah, not for the mitzvah of matzah. There's no problem of having these things mixed in, because they're not machmits. As Rabbi Akiva holds, they may not become chametz, but they're also not allowed to be used for mitzvah of matzah, because lechemash matzah shira, not matzah that you could be yotze with. It's not lechemoni. Kida amar lohu Rabbi Yeshua lebanei, yom akama lo talush li bechelba. Rabbi Yeshua said to his children, the first day, meaning the first night, don't make the matzah with milk. Which is always, I didn't see anybody says anything here, but the maisa, it's the seder. Before they have to eat meat, right? And you have to eat this matzah simrori in yom yochlu. They make the sandwich. Right? How can you have milk like a bread? Milk like a matzah. Right by the Seder. It reminds me of the Reb Chaim Brisker story where the man came to ask if he could be yotzei aprikosis with milk. And Reb Chaim Brisker gave him a tremendous amount of money. So Rebbetzin said, well, give him money for wine. Why do you have to give him money for everything else? He said, because if he's yotzei the Seder with milk, obviously he doesn't have meat either. So what? How could they? After that, the rest of Yontif, you can make the dough with milk, because even though it's matzah shira, but matzah shira is only usher to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. It's mutter, it's chametz. It's not chametz. Mar says, forget about chametz. But Tanya ain't loshna seisa b'cholov. You never can make milk like a bread. You're not allowed to put milk in bread, because, like we said, bread is a staple, and we're afraid you'll come to eat it with glaciers. The imlash kolat pasasurim v'neher glaveru. And if you did make milchig of bread, it's usher, even to eat parv, or with milchigs, because we're afraid you'll eat it with glaciers. Elohatikon. Yuma Kamalo Shalosh the Bedufshe. He didn't say Chala. According to this answer, there's no kasha anymore. He's making the bread with honey, not with milk. Nitan Ve'elet Lushli Bedufshe. From then on, after the first night, you can make it with Tavash. Diboy Seima La'olam Bechelba. Really said milk. Ah, you're not allowed to make milk with the bread. The Tamar Avina. Ke'en Torah Shori. Afinami kein Torah. Kein Torah is two pshatim. One pshat is that it's a small amount that you eat. You're not going to keep it around to eat it with anything else, and you'll forget and eat it with flakes. It's like a little bite-sized roll that you eat it just at the spot which you made it. To eat it with milchitz, eat it with milchitz. And what, nothing will be left over. Or kein Torah means you make it look differently. You make it with a different shape that you know that it's milk like a bread. It's shaped different. But in any case, the Gemara says, the first night when you have to be out to the mitzvah of matzah, you can't have matzah made with these liquids because matzah shira, and you need lechemoni. But the rest of Pesach is just a problem not being chametz. It's not chametz either. It's not chametz, but it's not the matzah. It could be out to the mitzvah. In any case, the Rambam learns that it's dark of these liquids that make matzah shira. But if you made it with some other fruit juice, right, it's kosher for matzah. You can be out to the mitzvah matzah. So not only water, any juice that's not chalav and dvash and yayin and shemen. Those four things are the only things that make matzah shira. Other Rishonim learn, these are only examples. Anything that's not water is called matzah shira. Rashi. Yomri sha'a poshrin lemarim lahachmitz. Warm water makes it become chametz fast, and we don't know how fast, therefore you can't use warm water. Yomri shon laila harishon shamatza chova b'rin lechemoni. The first night you need lechemoni. Even though the pasuk says, l'sochol av chametz, Shivas Yomim Tochol of Matzah Lechemoni. It's mashma that Lechemoni is going on Shivas Yomim. But since we learned that Shivas Yomim Tochol of Matzah is not Lechiyu, the Chiyu was only the first night, so the Lechemoni only goes on the first night. Or the Shivas Yomim Tochol of Matzos is going on the Chametz. The Tochol of Chametz, Shivas Yomim. But Tochol of Matzah is any Matzah. Anything that could be chametz, shivas yomim, the first night you could be out to the mitzvah matzah. Ein lashon yisa b'chalav kolim osashana. You're not never allowed to make dough with milk the whole year. Nothing to a Pesach. Shelo yochal bosrima, because since bread is a staple, you may come to eat meat with it. Kein torah ma'at, kein shoshor mutar lashon b'chalav. Rashi learns means you make a little bit, a small bite-sized roll. You eat it all up at once. The you won't leave it and forget that you made it with milk. You made it, you made little rolls, and they're milchik, you know for sure you'll eat them with a milchik a meal. You can finish them up now. You won't have the bread left over and forget that it was made with milk. Let's go on. Everybody agrees that you can't make dough on Pesach with warm water, the whole Pesach, because it becomes chametz faster. We don't know how fast, and therefore, there's no way that you can make it and make sure that it's not chametz. Versus Maishnami Menachos. Why is that different than Menachos? Also, you're not allowed to bake Menachos chametz. It has to be matzah. And yet, this non kolam Menachos niloshes peposher. That you make menachos and you can use warm water and you're careful to make it very quickly so it doesn't become chametz. So why by matzah of Pesach we're afraid that it's going to become chametz fast if we don't let you use warm water, and by menachos where there's also an issue of making it chametz, we let you use warm water. And it says imamrub is reason, yomrub shein's reason, right? If by kohanim who are the ones who make the menachos, we allow them to do it because we know that they're very careful to make it very quickly, to bake it quickly, so it won't become chametz. Are we going to allow everybody to do that? Everybody's not zrisim. Only kohanim are zrisim. When it says in Hockey, Milsis, Mummies, Losses, if that's the case, then why don't we allow to soak the grain in water before we make it into flour, right? By Menachas. We're not allowed to soak grain in water before you make it into flour by Matzah, because we're afraid it'll become chametz. You won't do it quickly. And by Menachas also it's also. The Chara, we just said by Zrizim, anything that you could do, if you do it quickly, is okay. We let the Kohanim do. Why don't we let them do it by Menachas too? Amar Reb Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel, Chitin Shom Menachas, Ein Lotus Zomza. You're not allowed to, what's called, soak the wheat, the grains of Menachas. You can't, you have to make the flour dry. Not soaking the things first, because we're afraid that they'll become chametz. L'chara, we just said the Zrizim, Kohanim, right, will do everything quickly and it won't become chametz. Versus Lisha Bezrizim Nisa, L'sisa Lesha Bezrizim. The Kohanim don't have to soak the grain. The Kohanim have to, what's it called, be lush, the Menachos, because they're already made in a Kli Shoreis, and it has to be, the Kohanim have to do it. But the Lesisa doesn't have to be, either they Kohanim. Therefore, anybody can soak the grain, since anybody can do it, we're afraid that they'll leave it too long. Or it says, Lisha, Misha, Mizuza, you're telling me the Kohanim have to knead the dough from Menachas, v'akshiv v'yitzok aleh ha-shemen v'hedi el ha-kohen. You make the dough, you put oil on it, and then you bring it to the Kohen. Miknitza v'eilach mitzvah skahuna. Limen al-yitziko b'lila shikshere v'chalada. Right? L'chara, the mincha is not put into a kli shares until after it's made. So you can make the dough and put the oil on it before you bring it to the Kohen. Then the Kohen puts it into a Kli Shoreis, and he takes a handful of the dough, or the flour, depending which kind of mincha it is, right? But that, the mitzvah of Kahuna, is only the mitzvah of Eilach, from the time that he has to take a handful. But actually making the dough, anybody can make the dough. So what are you telling me, the Kohanim make the dough? Therefore you're allowed to make the dough of Menachas with warm water. Kohanim don't make the dough. Where it says, Lisha noide bezrizim nesa, the makom zrizim nisa. Even though the Lisha doesn't have to be that galibay Kohanim, but it's in the place you have to make the dough in the Azor. You can't make it outside the Azor. You have to make it in the Azor. So it's the makom zrizim. Kohanim are around, they'll make sure that you do it right, even though they're not doing it. Domar mar, B'li lak shera bizar, chutz l'chomes azara psula. Even though b'lila, mixing the flour with the oil or the water, is kosher, even not with a kohen, but it has to be in the azara. Outside the azara is possible. La fuke l'sisa, the ain of his reason, v'lo m'mok mash'ein kein, soaking the grains, that doesn't have to be in the azara. It only has to be in the azara from the time that you make it into flour, into dough. But when you have the grains and you want to soak them, you can do that in your house. So Lesisa doesn't necessarily have to be in the Azara, and it surely doesn't have to be done by a Kohen. Therefore, it's not the Mokum's reason, and it's not Ayyadeh's reason, and therefore, we're afraid that you may leave it too long and become a Kohen. Where it says, Umay Shnomi Mincha Sa'omer, how about Mincha Sa'omer? Tanya, Mincha Sa'omer, Losus in Osa, the Tzover in Osa. Right? Mincha Sa'omer, you're allowed to soak the what's it called, the grains. Right? L'chara, Mincha Sa'omer, the L'shis also doesn't have to be in the Azara, it doesn't have to be through a Kohen. So why should it be allowed? Not only that, Mincha Sa'omer is on Pesach. It's not only Alts Menachas. It's Alts Chomes of Pesach also is a problem. Where it says Tzibur Shani, something that has to be done by the Tzibur, so there are people who take care. Something that a Yachid does, and it's not the Mokum's reason, and it's not Agide's reason, then we're choshes. Rashi? L'sisa? ומיישנם עם מנוחס. תשמן בהו ובאוס מצוס. מנוחס אוסו, the whole year round, have to be baked matzah, not chametz. ואפילו הכיני לא שיש בפושן, ומשמם שויח מיצו. And still, we let you use warm water. You just have to be careful to bake it very quickly. Hachi Garcina, Kohanim Zrizime. No, the Kohanim will make the menachos are Zrizim, and they won't leave the dough extra amount of time. They'll do it very quickly, and there's no problem. B'sisa, b'sholem b'mayim ma'ad. You soak the grains in water, u'l'kotram machteshes l'hashem u'sonan, k'dei she'isolos n'kiya. Because then, when you grind them, they grind, the psolus goes away, and you're left with the really good part of the flour. The sea celestial is reason, shemidia hazor klar hisolus. When the zor brings the flour, he brings already flour. So the sea said in his house, not in the base of Mikdash. Lisha kido minchas machtes to marcheshes, u minchas mate tanur, sheofen osatchila eser chalos, the acher kach posus in osam, achim alzirin osalsam, kidasi posus osopisit, the acher kach nosin shemen, u bolalo the yotzik vekomet, sheofatchila niloshe vekoshit. Right, what's it called? Minchas machtes marcheshes, mate tanur, all these things are first baked, then you bring them to the Kohen, and he crumbles them up and makes them almost like breadcrumbs again. And then he takes out a kmitza and he puts the oil on and he puts it into a kli shoris first, right? But you bake it before. It's all baked before. So the chora, when you mixed it with the hot water, the kohanim weren't involved. It was all the balabais who brought the mincha. He made the bread. And he made the matzah. And now the Kohen puts it into a klisharis, puts oil on it, and breaks it down again and takes a handful out of the broken breadcrumbs. So the chora, when it was made not by Kohanim. The Gemara says, Limed al yitziko blila, that it has to be made in the Azara. So the Kohanim around. The honey, the mirchus matitanu, lachar lisha, vatiya, upsisa minu. Yitziko and blila is after you baked it. Where it says, Malkum's reason is, Bazar. The Maisha, it may not be made by Kohanim, but it's made in the place where the Kohanim are around. Sha'amachthus, the Marcheshus, Klishoris, hey. The Machthus and Marcheshus, which you bake these in, are a Klishoris. The Chen Tanus, Omitus. The oven, where you baked the Menachos, was a Klishoris. The Kivin, the Bazara, Isa, since you have to make it in the Azara, the Kohanim keep an eye on you, and they make sure that you do it quickly. Why is Minchas HaOmer different, that you are allowed to soak the grains and then make them into a pile so the water will flow off that you soak them in? Why are you allowed to soak the grains of Minchas HaOmer? It also can't be chametz. And not only that, it's on Pesach. Tzibur Shami, Minchas HaOmer Korban Tziburu. The Minchas HaOmer is a Korban Tzibur. They're called Asokin, Shalom, Masad, Pibezdin. And therefore it's not done by individuals. It's done under the supervision of Bezdin. Tzirasa, Vihibub Shalom, Ulasisa, HaKol, Bezdin, Vizrizinu. Since it's under the supervision of Beis Din, they'll be careful to make sure that it's done quickly. Not Sibur, but Sabur. Since they pile it up afterwards and let the liquid go off, the oil that Sabur knows from in there, Zabur Nimach Nitzi. It doesn't stay in the liquid long enough to become Chametz. The Labnil City. Rashi says that's not true. Chadir the Petosheftik Tani La, Velok Tani, but Sabur knows from the Borin. And the Tosefta doesn't even use the word it's sovereign. It says uborim. Then they selected the good grains after they soaked them. It doesn't even mention the word sovereign, that they piled them up, that should be a shiva for Hector. But oh, the hikatakanta, but sovereign, right, chitin shomanachas navi, we'll see, no benasperino. If that's okay, then why don't you allow them to soak all the grains in the menachas and just pile them up? So That's what you call, then also answers another kasha, it's, you say, Tzibur Shani, and that's Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim, everything was done, Chutz Lazor. So there, why weren't you allowed to, why were you allowed to, everything was done outside the Azor? It wasn't done by Makom's reason. And you're allowed to use warm water. Right? Even though it wasn't in the Azor. The Lechem Aponim was made outside the Azor. Completely. So Tzibur Shani, since it was made on the day of Tzibur, that's why it's different. Okay, right there. Tana Rabbanan. Yochel Yotzei Adam Yidei Chavasa B'Bikurim. I might think it could be Yotzei Matzah with Matzah from Bikurim. From Chita, you took what you call the first grain, you brought it as Bikurim, and you made Matzah out of it. And now you want to eat Matzah, that's Bikurim. Rashi. Bikurim, kagon kohen, shevir lo chitim bikurim b'shalayim. Talking where it's mutter, not somebody who's not allowed to eat bikurim. The kohen eats the bikurim. So they brought him wheat of bikurim. He made it into matzah, and now he's eating bikurim matzah on Pesach. I might think of Yotze, Talmud Lomar, b'chol moshvo seichem, tochlu matzos. It has to be matzah you could eat anywhere. Matzah necheles b'chomo shoseichem yotzu bikurim she'enu necholim b'chomo shoseichem el b'sholoyim. Give Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says bikurim you can't use for matzah's mitzvah because they can't be eaten anywhere but in Yerushalayim. And since you can't eat them everywhere, you can't be yotzu matzah with that. Matzah has to be able to be eaten anywhere. Rabbi Akiva Omer, different reason why you can't be yotzu. Matzah umar. The Torah was makish matzah tomorrow. Umar mora shein bikurim. Mora can't be bikurim because it doesn't come from shiva samina. Bikurim is only shiva samina. Mora is vegetables. So mora can't be bikurim. Af matzah shein bikurim. You have to have matzah that's made from something that's not bikurim. Just like mora is not bikurim. Mora says, he mora shein b'mino bikurim. Af matzah shein b'mino bikurim. Right, otsi chitin usorin sheish b'minam bikurim. Tamad lomar matzos matzos riba. And I think that's the case. Then maybe just like morer, there's no kind of morer that is bikurim. Maybe there can't be any kind of matzah that could be bikurim, and therefore you can't have chitin usorin either. Right, because it's shiva samini chitin usorin. So you have to make matzah from some other grain. That's not chit and sor. Can't use wheat for matzah. Because wheat could be bikurim. Let's learn that from morer. Morer can't ever be bikurim. So matzah has to be something that can't ever be from bikurim. Morer says no. For that you have a double, says matzos, twice, to tell me that much you don't need. You can add something that potentially could be bikurim, as long as it's not actually bikurim. Rashi. Bikurim ein echol v'rushalayim shenemar nosuch alecho b'sharecho v'omar mar trumas yodcha el bikurim. Because you can't eat outside of Yerushalayim trumas yodcha. Trumas yodcha is bikurim. Matzah mar hikishin akosav amatzah samrorim. The Torah compared matzah to mar. Mar ein a bikurim disman ein medim bikurim al mizayim minim. Bikurim can only come from the Shiva Saminim, the Sibme Archicha, Mishedach Archicha. From your land, the things that the land were praised with. The Menachas Perakol Karbonos, or the Kandam Bakum Shinavi. It's a source where we know Bikurim only come from the Shiva Saminim. So the Gemara says that's the case, then maybe Matzah can only come from something that can't be Bikurim, can't come to Chlav from Shiva Saminim. The Mashmalon Matzah's is the reason.